On March 23, 1964, Sherwin Moskovich was found wrapped in blankets, placed in a paper bag, and left in a doctor's car at the hospital in Regina. It wasn't until over 30 years later that Moskovich found out he was abandoned.
So I went to the microfiche and ended up finding a picture of that child, and I thought, well, that child, looks too much like me. It was quite a surprise. I mean, I always knew I was adopted. My parents told me I was adopted probably early, at like 5 years old. And I always had it on the back of my mind that I wanted to find out, if I could find out my birth mother.
That began a search for his birth parents, and he eventually found his biological father through DNA testing.
I found out he was still alive and living in Regina, and I got to talk a little bit to him, but his sister was also there, and she didn't want me in the house. So. He didn't remember anyone that he was dating in 63. That's what he told me anyways.
Over the years, there were a few leads on people who could have been his mother, but it never ended in a match. There was even a woman who claimed to be Moskovich's sister. It ended in them flying to Germany for a talk show in the early 2000s, where they did a DNA test on the show.
How did you deal with the first shock when you heard that you've been abandoned? Wie war das für dich, dieser erste Schock, damit umzugehen?
On the TV, they said no. I think everyone was disappointed. It was sad-ish. You know, obviously you're hoping that you're related to somebody, you know? And she looked like me.
Despite all the dead-end roads, Moskovich says he still wants to meet his mother.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, I would love to talk to my mother and just see what was going on, what happened that night. Did she drive herself? Did, you know, somebody drive her? Because, I mean, she just had a baby. I was brand new.
While the decades have passed, Moskovich still holds on to a quiet hope that one day he will find his mother.
Time goes by fast. If I have a chance of meeting her, I better do it now. Chances are she might, you know, be dead, I guess you might say.
And the chance to say the words, "Thank you for giving me life." In Regina, I'm Abby Zivrink.